Hello and good evening. Welcome to Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I am Ibrahim Sani.
Tonight, we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Now, it has been a historic day indeed. The Yang di-Pertuan Agong, Sultan Abdullah Sultan Ahmad Shah, has picked Bersatu President Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin as Malaysia's new Prime Minister. Tan Sri Muhyiddin will take the oath of office as the 8th Prime Minister at Istana Negara tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Now, according to a statement by the palace, the decision was made after the Agong interviewed MPs on Tuesday and Wednesday, and today he consulted with party leaders once again. So, is this the end of the political crisis in the country? And what's next for Malaysia? Attempting to answer those questions, we have joining us in the studio tonight Lim Wei Jet, Secretary General of the National Human Rights Society, better known as HAKAM. Also, Wan Agil Wan Hassan, Strategic Director of UMNO Youth Chief Office. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
My pleasure.
Okay, so I'm going to begin with Wan Agil first,
yes,
because I want to get a little bit of backstory. Now, what do you know of the events today that has led to this point?
Well, to be honest with you, if you want to know the backstory, I don't really have the backstory because, like others, like other Malaysians, most of us are not really sure what's going on because at youth level, we have decided to leave it to the party leadership. We have put faith in party leadership to decide and do whatever will be best for the party and for the nations. And of course, as for the youth, the youth of UMNO, our stance is very clear. We are not, we don't really want to go for any collision if there is a DAP with it. But we also urge for, hope for the Yang di-Pertuan Agong to call for election, which is going back to give the mandate back to the people, rather than forming a new government with the simple majority.
Could you repeat that again? So no coalition with DAP in
No coalition with DAP. That's very clear. I mean, that's the principle that we have in the party.
Is it because you don't like Chinese?
Or? It's not. Because I think most of the issues that we have and we face today, it's due because of how DAP play the politics and perhaps how DAP position themselves in the government. I mean, it's not only the Malay in the Peninsula Malaysia that's not happy with him, but of course the Borneo people, Sabah and Sarawak, also feel a bit uneasy with how DAP position themselves in the government, especially with our Ministry of Finance making a lot of decisions.
Okay, well, let's come back to that because I think there's a lot to unpack there, but I do want to bring Wei Jet into the conversation. Wei Jet, is this... Can we safely say that this marks the end of the political crisis in the country?
Well, not really, because as you are aware, Pakatan Harapan claims that they have 114 MPs on their side now. Mm. So, in my opinion, although the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong has made an announcement that, you know, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, he believes that Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin commands the confidence of the majority, there's not much to say that he can't, His Majesty can't change his mind in the next 24 hours or the next 48 hours. For example, in Sabah, after the 14th January election, Musa Aman was sworn in as the Menteri Besar. 48 hours later, the governor swore in Shafiq Abdal. So what I'm saying is that things are fluid. The Yang Di-Pertuan Agong, through precedent and authority, he can change his decision over the next 24 or 48 hours. So we just have to wait and see.
So it only is up to the Agong to change his mind?
Yes, only the Agong has the power to appoint the Prime Minister.
The conversation right now is, of course, to bring the Parliament into session. And, of course, conversation of trying to push forward a motion of no confidence is now currently being debated.
Sure.
What are your positions on this, both of you?
Well, I think Yang di-Pertuan Agong already made his mind up, I think, to put an end of this political crisis. I think he has pointed Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin to be the Prime Minister. Now, for Tun Mahathir and then the MPs, the rest of MPs that back him up, want to call for perhaps looking into and reconsider the appointment of Prime Minister, at this point, I think it's going to be a bit tough because we as Malaysians have seen enough. And even with the Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin as a Prime Minister, I think the best way is to bring it back to Dewan Rakyat and, call for a private bill and go for a motion of no confidence if Tun Mahathir believed there's a majority that backed him up to be a prime minister.
So that's an idea that you kind of agree with?
Yeah, personally, I believe that's the only way that it can mean to move forward. I mean, we have gone through this for the past 2 weeks.
I see you were making some facial expression.
No, vote of no confidence is one way, certainly. But I believe that if the young Tun, the other option is going to go to court. You know, as a lawyer, I believe that any decision can be challenged in a court of law, notwithstanding it's Yang Putong's Agong decision, because if in actual fact, you know, there is 114 or more MPs which support Pakatan Harapan, then going to court is an avenue. I mean, we have rights, we are able to ventilate the rights of political parties and to determine who the Prime Minister through the courts. So it's not only through Parliament. That's not the only way, in my view.
Wow, so this would probably be setting a precedent, right?
Yes, I mean, it has happened in Perak. They challenged all the way up to the federal court. I don't see why it can't happen also in this particular case.
But I think this is where our MPs need to have a moral values. If we want to bring this to court, even after the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong has appointed a Prime Minister, at this juncture, it shows how our MPs, who don't really respect the decision which has been made by Yang Di-Pertuan Agong. I think this is where we have the problem. Because the MPs, I mean, I have to recode back what Tun Mahathir said in his speech when he'd been appointed as an interim prime minister. He said that we should put the people and country first and stop playing politics. This is where we need to urge the MPs to stop playing politics and start put the country and people first. Now, I agree that there is also another avenue that we can bring to court as what he said. But, like I said, for moral values, why don't we go back to the Dewan Rakyat after the appointment of the Prime Minister, which has been endorsed by Yang Di-Pertuan Agong, and let that motion of no confidence pick the place. I mean, it can be done. It's not that something that is go against the constitution.
Do you think that Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin can survive a vote of no confidence
motion? Well, to be honest, like you said, things are fluid. With 114,
is it a yes or a no?
For me, it's not. He is quite fragile at this moment. Quite fragile at this moment. With 114, as per the claim by his side, I think that if with the tradings happening tonight, he might not be able to survive to form a government. He might not.
What do you mean by that?
Because I think we saw that Barubian just came in and signed the statute.
Just before the show started.
About 45 minutes before.
We were thought that, okay, we are settling down with Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin as a prime minister, and we are settling down. Now it's time for the nation to calm down and the new government to be formed up, put back this country on track. And suddenly, Tun Mahathir said and claimed, even Fahmi Fazil claimed that they already have the simple majority. Mm. So it will be a never-ending process. Let's say that the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong said, okay, fine, I mean, with the 114, we go and appoint Tun Mahathir as a prime minister. And suddenly, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin claim that now I also got 114. When is this process going to stop?
Okay, so the chicken and egg argument continues on. Wajah, maybe you can chime in on this conversation.
Yeah.
Is the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong's part done? He was supposed to appoint somebody, he has. And he's going to, at least at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow. Then that leaves one equation left. You know, like, you know, you can remove that out of the equation. Let's move forward to other equations. Court, Dewan Rakyat, people, whatever. Is that it?
As I alluded to earlier, based on the precedents in Sabah, His Majesty's discretion and role at this point in time cannot be said to be final. He can change his mind and appoint another person who commands the confidence of the majority. Even in Sabah, when there was a swearing in of Musa Aman, yet the Yang Di-Pertuan there changed his mind 48 hours later. So it is. I understand that, you know, there's no finality to it, but this is something that the constitution allows the kind of process to happen.
Okay, all right, we're going to take a quick break, gentlemen. Come back and continue this conversation. So much to discuss right here on Consider This, so stay tuned.